Hi, I'm Justine.
And I'm Sarah Lavon.
And we are so glad you're here.
We believe that your life has the potential to make a deep, meaningful impact on the world around you. You, as a nurse, have the ability to add value to every single person and patient you touch.
We want to inspire you with resources, education, and stories to support you to live your absolute best life, both in and outside of work.
But don't expect perfection over here. We're just here to have some conversations about anything birth, work, and life, trying to add some happy to your hour as we all grow together.
By nurses, for nurses, this is Happy Hour with Bundle Birth Nurses. If you're listening to this, welcome to a bonus episode. We are back just a second to announce some fun and exciting news. Season 4 is on its way, but we wanted to pop in to share that our app is here.
It's live. Our baby is being birthed, / it was birthed. The baby is out and in the world to live on its own forever.
So if you're listening to this, it's definitely here. We're not launching this until it's here.
And we wanted to your local app store near you.
We wanted to, or on our website, but we wanted to explain the history, explain, maybe answer some frequently asked questions that we've been getting because we've have beta testing going on right now. And as we're recording this, currently beta testing's over if you're listening to this. But yeah, we're here to chat. Sarah, I have not been in any of the beta calls. And so I'd love to hear like how they're going and feedback you've gotten and why you decided to do beta and who's in the beta group.
Yeah, for sure. I'm so excited for this app. Has been in motion in our brains for years and years and years. We actually talked about it back at like the first physiologic birth class when we created the position guide back in, when was that? 2019, 2020, early 2020 before COVID. And just said like, if we could just digitalize this, like someone needs to do that. And so we've talked about it for a long time and it has evolved from a basic position generator to this entire flow that we've talked about. We can't say flow for like period reasons, like it sounds gross. So now we call it an algorithm for you instead of a flow. But if you hear me say flow, that's what I'm talking about. This thing, this beast has turned into from a basic position generator, which all of you can access for free when you download the app, to this massive universe of clinical support and tools. And so as we've been building, one of the processes for building out an app is that ideally you do what's called beta testing. And that is where we currently have nurses all over the country that are testing the app and we're getting feedback and finding bugs and seeing how it feels at the bedside and in their hands and figure out how we talk about it, figure out how we fix it, really. I told them on this last call that like, we very much gave them an imperfect app, but I have been like blurry-eyed in the number of times I've looked at this thing that like I don't see anything anymore. And so to have other eyes on it and then to have a different perspective has been so helpful and really honestly evolved the app so much from the start of beta until release. Today, if you're listening to this, we're recording this ahead of time. So I'm like, are we going to get there? But we will get there. And so they have been offering feedback. And one of the biggest things has been just related to our messaging. I think what I've learned is that we've intentionally not talked about it because we're so scared about when this thing was going to be released. And like, we don't want to lock ourselves in for timeline or whatever. But at this point, we're talking about it. And one of the biggest, I don't think it's even a misconception, but one of the things we've learned about what we want to make clear as we make this announcement and get it into your hands and help you understand what it's here for and why is that the point is that it is your back pocket toolbox, all right? This is not to replace clinical care. This is not to be your brain. You still have a brain that you need to use first. You still have policies and procedures. You still have clinical care that comes first. But I think what fun to discover as these nurses have been using the app is that different nurses on different, whether it be experience levels or different types of hospitals or different staffing protocols, are using the app for different things. And that's exactly what it's intended to be. It is not here for you to like walk around locked into your app like, this is my guide for the world. Like, no, not at all. You need to use your brains first. But how it can be used, which is so fun, is there's sort of two sides of it. There's the tracking side, the patient tracking, birth tracking side, and then there's the algorithm side. And so when we talk about it, you'll see it in the app store as, I'm like, what is it called? Labor algorithm and birth tracker and labor algorithm. It's really a labor tracker. And so you can input as little or as much as you want. It is there for your own stats tracking for once. So you can put in your births, you can put in as many outcomes as you want or as little as you want. Obviously, like you're going to have to put in the type of birth because that bare minimum is being tracked, but the number of patients you've cared for, how many OBs have delivered the births that you've been at versus you've delivered yourselves and track that number. And then the fun part about that dashboard is that the more you input and the more time that goes on, the more we're constantly developing and giving you specifically stats and percentages and dashboards and being able to look at what other people are doing to hopefully someday be able to provide clinical recommendations for your care of like, hey, we're seeing people do this and it leading to a vaginal birth. And we're noticing that you're not doing this. So here's a recommendation for the week. Let's try this. And so that's the sort of the birth tracking side where you can just kind of track what's going on. Look at a labor history and see like what worked with this patient and what did I actually do? And did I address their coping or their psyche or was it just positions? And it's very much advanced positions, but it's sort of whatever that wants to be. And then for those of you that maybe are new nurses, that you're wanting that mentor, you're wanting that reference guide, you're wanting and asking all the questions and not really knowing where to go, we see ourselves as that support in your pocket where you can either double check yourself in your thought process and clinical judgment, or if you're like deer in the headlights, I have no idea what to do, it will literally walk you through what the recommendations are for normal labor. And that's the other piece I want to be very clear about is that there is a little triage loop in there. There is a little piece on C-sections that you can track that stuff. But the point is, and where the app is starting today as a part of making tech history in healthcare, which is so fun, is that we have to start with the normal labor stuff. And so there are three sort of main algorithms that are looped in that include other algorithms and other algorithms into other algorithms. And it's the coping side for coping with labor. There's a whole world in which we help you with that. The psyche side for suffering and psychological psyche stuff, trauma-informed care. And then the physiologic birth stuff of like generating smart positions and all of that, which we can get into in a second. So anyway, there's those three sides. And then troubleshooting hard labor. So whether it be you're a new nurse or one that's experienced, you may not need the flow. Gosh, I hope you have a brain that you're using, right? All of you. And so please use your brains. But then if you hit a hard labor, you know that you have a reference tool to go to of like, hey, this isn't working. Hey, we're pushing. What's the issue? Is labor progressing normally? No, actually, I need some support. I'm not really sure what to do, or we need more options to double check along the way.
I think that's a good point about you still have your brain, because even at work, some of the girls, I've been showing them and we're getting excited and they're like, well, let's use the app. But I was like, well, we don't need to use the app. Your patient went from 5 to 6 in an hour and the baby's coming down. Like, you don't have to use it all the time. And that's when we can use like the position generator guide instead of maybe the whole flow. But I love that it's there for when you do need it, because we've desperately needed it a few times and it's been very fun to use it. And I like how it prompts you, like, so they were like, wait, contractions, I don't know what the contractions are. And so I'm having to be like, okay, go feel them.
Yes. Go feel your yes.
contractions. So I love that. And you mentioned the different coping and you mentioned physiologic birth. And so for people that have taken our classes, it's just a great tool to add, like you get out of those classes. And if you're anything like me, I feel like I need to see and watch and be in a class like 19 times before it actually, I'm like, oh, I get it. And so sometimes when you get out of these classes, you're like, man, what next? And this is the what next. It's now you can use it and learn it and then really get it like into your brain. So yeah. It's great.
Well, and it includes what you're getting with it is you're getting physiologic birth application from our physiologic birth class. You're getting application from physiologic coping. You're getting application from our coping with labor class, our trauma-informed care classes, little tidbits from other classes. And then you can imagine the dreams of where we're going to take this thing eventually. But for now, you're getting all of that knowledge applied to your specific patient to help provide you with options, right? And whether you do them or not, there's always a we did something else. And ultimately, the patient still has autonomy over their choices. But as it generates a smart position, by smart position, I mean, we're taking into account not just the station of the baby. Now it's station of the baby, fetal heart rate limitations you can turn on and off. You can toggle on and off whether or not the patient has an epidural. It'll remove all positions that don't work with an epidural. You can put in the position of the baby and use the rules that you learn in physiologic birth for stacked and open to really generate that position that is perfect for the clinical scenario. And so if you want the quick hit, the position generator, the basic position generator is still there. if you want that. But if you're really going to help rotate that baby and do it the right way, you need the additional, honestly, it's the additional clicks, but it's also that additional information that hopefully you're able to take in your head and just zoom it out, right? Like, oh, I think it's this one and this one makes the most sense. But most people are not able to do that right now. And so as you're growing in that skill and as you're understanding the why, and there is some of that throughout where you're going to get some rationale, that's honestly the next build. So as we continue to learn and grow, I imagine that like every single page has an educational component, like a little dot, you can click a video and see this, or you can link to this, or like show your patient this. So that is not a version one, that's for sure. That's like a future dream, but it's coming and in our heads. And please tell us what your feedback is to get it in there. But as you're putting in that information, you actually get the position that is exactly appropriate based on like a full patient assessment.
You mentioned feedback. How do they give feedback?
So in the app, there is a submit feedback button on the little hamburger menu. There's like three little lines. And if you give feedback, what I love about this is that this is the first version, and the first version is insane, especially when we look at like what's out there and what other people are doing for health tech. I think healthcare in general is usually just kind of behind on the times. And this is something that I see that is just so freaking exciting that we get to be a part of, and all of you get to be one of the game-changing nurses that is a part of being some of the first users in the app to say like, yeah, I have incorporated tech in an appropriate way that actually helps improve outcomes and helps me in my practice to know where I can learn and grow. And I'm seeing my stats tick up. Like, what am I doing? Let me assess. Let me go back and let me ask some questions. Let me do some more learning to really be better for my profession. And so as we're a part of that history making, you, as you have ideas, which I'm sure you will already, our beta calls are like, I have pages and pages of ideas of ways we can go with this, which is so fun. But you can submit in the app, and then you all get to shape where this app continues to grow and develop, which I also think is so fun. I even just to give an example of that, like I was like, our first investment is this dashboard, which I think the dashboard is so good and it's definitely high on the list. But I think what I'm learning is that in our messaging, we need to be very clear that this is your toolbox. This isn't your front pocket. This is your back pocket. It's in your back pocket. And sort of like that I don't want, while I want you to be dependent on it to a certain extent, I don't want you to be dependent on it to a certain extent. I want it to be there as your safety net. When you're stuck, when you're overwhelmed, when you're like, there must be something else that I might be able to do along the way, that you have that reference tool. It's like me in a birth, right? If I'm with my clients, which I do that sometimes, that if everything's going right, don't fix what's not broken. It literally says that in the app, like stop. Keep going, no problem. But if you want extra support, keep going. And so leave it alone until things are looking grim. And then you best believe that my clients are very, very happy that they have me at the bedside when things aren't going great. And so the goal is helping us be more motivated and have the tools to get more vaginal births, to decrease our NTSV rates, to really pay attention and listen to our patients, to be addressing their coping and their psyche and the physiology of labor, rather than just robots along the way. And so that's where you're going to see some potential practice changes. And there is a little bit of a learning curve. We encourage you to go in and play and click around. There's a play version after the patient consent modal that like you can click, I just want to play. And so get familiar with it on your own so that you're not walking into a patient room and going, wait, what do I do? Right? And that's not really how it's intended to be. Go assess your patient and then come back, input the patient details, and then see where you need to go and let it flow and move for your practice in a way that makes sense for different patients. It'll save all of your data, so you don't need to put in every single thing if you don't want to, but the more information you give it, the better your stats dashboard, especially over time.
You mentioned patient consent. So do you want to talk a little bit about consenting a patient for use and like protecting their information?
Yeah, for sure. So we have been on a journey because we're not technically a healthcare system. We are held to certain HIPAA standards, but in general, like we're a business, right? And so as a result of this app, we know that this is people's concerns. We know that this even came up in beta testing. And so I want to say that we're very proud and we have gone through all of the necessary steps to make sure that we are compliant with all HIPAA requirements. And so with that, what that means is that any data that's inputted into the app is safe. It is not stored on your own devices. It goes into a database with very limited access, only on a need to know basis. And in there, it's protected by HIPAA. this is something like as a side note, I'm going to give like the insider scoop here. You can't call yourself HIPAA compliant. So I'm being very careful on this. This is like any company that's telling you that like they'll give you a seal of HIPAA compliance. That's not a thing. Only the Department of Health and Human Services can grant a HIPAA compliance. And that goes through like a whole thing. And so we are following all of the regulatory framework and doing all of the necessary steps. We follow HIPAA in the way that we function as a business overall. We've become HIPAA. We've moved that direction. I want to say it so bad. We've moved that direction, but no one can really say that they are HIPAA compliant. And so we'll link our like HIPAA policy down below. We have like a whole statement that we put together to make sure that we're being truthful because we want you to feel comfortable using the app. The other piece is we don't sell your data. We don't give it to third-party advertising companies. Like everything's safe. And guess what? The only PHI, we do not ask any names, any birthdays, any addresses necessarily. I'll get to that. But like all of the like PHI of the list of PHI, the only reason why we did this was because of timestamps that happen in the app, assuming that you're using it while you're at work, which you can use it at any point. You can log your stuff later. So that's even a little bit mushy, but it is true that like we will know what time you labeled things and that will go into your labor history. And then the other one is there is a hospital affiliation to your profile. And so because of that, our whole business went entirely HIPAA, following all of the HIPAA requirements.
It's super annoying.
I know. It's killing me. But it's true. We want to be doing it right. But just know that like it's not saying that we don't follow HIPAA. We follow HIPAA in everything that we do. So that's what's going into a database. And so part of like the concerns, can it be subpoenaed? And I'm like, yeah, it can, I suppose. And if they find out that you were using this app on the job, they can reach out to us and we will absolutely comply and provide like the subpoenaed information. The problem is, and where I see this is like, we could pull the dates of care, but you might have four patients logged in there and there's no name, no labor room. The only thing that's there is their G's and P's, their IEP, and then their reason for admission, and then their like birth details. So I suppose if you're matching up with the hospital records, they may be able to identify that. But even like timestamps and stuff, it's inaccurate. We expect it to be inaccurate. And there's all sorts of messaging in there that like, please do your job first and chart this later. This isn't your charting. This is just throw it in whenever. It could happen days later. And so whether or not it's going to be accurate data, I personally don't think you have anything to be concerned about. And even if you did, you're using an app to help them achieve a vaginal birth and have a better birth experience. So that's sort of the little tidbit on HIPAA. Again, we'll link everything down below. You can read all of that. There's like a whole FAQ, but we comply with all applicable HIPAA requirements, ensuring that your patient's information is protected at all times. Oh, you asked about the patient consent piece.
Yeah. And actually on that, would like your little script be, we all love scripts.
I'm working on it. I wrote one out. So you can reference this on the website. I'm going to pull it up because the point is we want to be honest and for the sake of following HIPAA requirements, the patient needs to be looped in that you're using it to input some of their health related information. Now there's sensitive data and then there's non-sensitive data there's PHI sensitive data and then non-sensitive data. Non-sensitive data is like they have long hair. Right? That's not PHI. That's not like sensitive. A sensitive data is that they were admitted for preeclampsia, right? It's not PHI because it's not identifiable. That's like talking about a tracing Tuesday, right? Like if we're G1, P0 presented to labor and delivery ruptured at this time and they are contracting this often and their tracing looks like this, like we can talk openly all about those types of cases. And so that's sort of where our approach went with putting information into the app. And so there's all of that, right? It's age range. It's an emoji to label your patient. If you haven't seen that reel and you have Instagram, go find that reel where I explained, but you get to choose an emoji that associates you only with your patient. Find something you have in common. Find something that reminds you of them. They are a botanist. They love camping. They have a dog. Like something that reminds you but would be non-identifiable is how you're going to identify who they are. And then once that's in, that's really it, again, other than timestamps and the hospital affiliation. And so when you go in there and when you go to add a patient, you'll click the little plus sign and say, and this modal will pop up. By modal, I mean pop-up. That's like a very tech term I've learned across the way. But this pop-up will come up and it'll be like, does your patient consent? And I can actually, if you want me to read it, I can read it. But otherwise, like it's asking, does your patient give consent to you inputting their anonymized and aggregated data. So the point is that their data is, we can't say it's de-identified, but there's no patient identifying information other than timestamps and hospital affiliation. Nothing else is in there. And it goes into a database to help provide you with more recommendations, track your stats, and then help provide bettering OB outcomes. So here's my script. I'll read it because I feel like I need to rework this. It's also on the website linked down below. So something like, I'm really excited about this new app and I've seen it be super helpful during other patients' care. Your safety and birth experience is my top priority, but having this app handy could be a game changer if we ever hit a bump during labor or we need some extra support. The app works by gathering some info from your labor to provide tailored recommendations. No one's going to memorize this, but we'll discuss it after. Tailored recommendations. The only information that's considered protected health information that it collects is timestamps and my hospital affiliation, all of which are totally protected under HIPAA. Plus, any data it gathers is anonymized and thrown into a secure database solely for the purpose of helping us improve and learn from different cases. My hope is that using this app will enhance your experience and give us more options to help you achieve a vaginal birth. But if you're not comfortable with it, it's totally okay too. I can still use it to help you, but rest assured, everything will be deleted afterwards and nothing will be stored. Any questions or concerns? Do you agree? Okay, that's long, but that's the point. That's the gist along the way. The point is, I have this app. Would it be okay that I use it? I do have to input some of your information from your labor, but everything's anonymized. And the only concerning information that you might feel uncomfortable with is that it timestamps the data and there is a hospital affiliation. What questions do you have? Right. And so we will have, if we don't already, I would expect it to be there, a patient information piece that's linked in your app that you can click and open if they're like, wait a second, what is this? Hand it to them. Really easy. You don't have to do that work. But the questions that I anticipate coming up is like, what's it being used for? And that really what we're saying is it's like it's being used to help us learn from different cases so that we can be better as a nursing profession. No, the data's not sold. No, there's no names. No one will reach out to you. No one will be able to know who you are.
A really good point. Everything's sold these days.
Like, gosh. Yes. And fun fact, we actually submitted the app to the App Store and they rejected us. And one of the reasons was because in the patient consent, we said that it was used for patient tracking, and which is the birth tracker. So we used the word tracking and they were like, you have to disclose that you track their data and you give it to third parties. And we're like, what are you talking about? We don't do that.
Well, I'm so glad that the App Store like looks at that. That's great.
Oh yeah. They look at everything. It's like, it's kind of a gruesome process, but we got it there. So anyway, that's sort of the point, but you do have to ask your patient. And so we'd love if you figure out a script of what's working, what are they saying, let us know and we'll help continue to script it out for you. But basically, the point is I want to use this app and we can like pull up positions and you can choose what position you want. And the position is specific to your pregnancy to help with labor progress. How does that feel to you? Do you have any questions?
And you can be like, I'll do everything with you. We'll go every step together. Like when you click through and they can see. And as soon as they start seeing it. And I think too, like when we're excited, they get excited. And when we're like hopeful, I remember being a new nurse and I was like, I'm going to pull something up online and I'm going to show you some pictures. And like, that's what I would do for so long. I still pull up my Instagram all the time and they all get into it. And they like that their nurses are like caring about and doing things outside of just right then and there.
Well, and that's sort of what I would be excited to share with them is like, there's this new revolutionary thing on the horizon. I'm one of the first users and we're trying to change the culture of obstetrics together and decrease C-section rates and help people have better birth experiences. And so this helps me do that with you as a reference tool. It's not going to take me away from you. If you ever see it doing that, please say something. But otherwise, like there's some pictures, references in here. There's some things that we can try to help you cope and help you hopefully have a higher chance of a vaginal birth. So that's kind of the point. And, you know, that is a practice change that matters because if you click no, they decline. Like I said, technically, it does actually allow you to use it. And so then I would just be mindful because we don't want them thinking that like I said no and they're still using it. And so I would be mindful and I would be just sort of aware of how that appears to the patient. You can tell them we can technically still use it, but none of your data is saved and it doesn't contribute to my dashboard as a nurse. And that is true. So you can use it once you close the patient. It like wipes the data and there's no record of it whatsoever. Then there's also the play mode. So if you're just playing around, click the play mode and it also won't affect your dashboard because the goal would be that your dashboard and your stats and your tracking is accurate, right? It is a representation. As of this date, this year, I've done 350 births. I've been a part of 350 births, and you can choose to use that however you want. Some people will track, some people won't. Some people will use it for dystocia, some people will use it for coping, some people will use it for all of it. It really is, it's yours as like, hopefully you're seeing it as your pocket toolbox, not your pocket clinical guide. And I think that's where our messaging, we've shifted from clinical algorithm to labor algorithm, because it really truly is for labor right now, like normal labor. And then you can adapt it for your high-risk patients, because the goal is they're all going through labor, right? And the goal is that anything you'd learn in a physiologic birth class, you need to be able to apply in every circumstance. And so that's what this is.
Do we want to share anything about the promotions going on?
So you want to add, like, prompt me, like, how do they get it? And what is it?
So how do they get it? And are there any good deals happening?
Hey, we have deals. We love a deal. So in the App Store, when you sign up, if you haven't, some of you probably downloaded while you're listening to this episode. So once you're in, you'll have access to the free version. Great. You'll see an upgrade button, and then you will see that the cost is $19.99 a month or $199 a year. But rest assured, that is not the actual cost that you will get, because we're going to give you a hack. And so that's the App Store cost that, based on our like pricing comparison, just to be totally candid, we did like a whole massive spreadsheet with our director of finance, and she like looked at the cost and how much it per head, and like eventually landed on a price that made sense for where we're going, and also built in future development into that. And so what you're paying for is, when you submit that feedback, we're listening to it, because we do know that like, we want to create what you need, right? And if there's something that you need, we want to know about it. And now that we have the base, the like the minimum viable product, that's actually probably more like version one, not even minimum, because we've pushed the launch date for so long that like, if there's and somebody asked, like, I always use my gestational age calculator and I just want a quick one that I can refresh and put in for when I'm doing NSTs. Great. That's so easy. That's like one day to update, guys. So that's what I'm excited about, to see them like shift and change it. Anyway, moral of the story is, if you're in there, you can get a deal by going to bundlebirdnurses.com/motion and then signing up on the website. So regardless where you sign up, you're going to use your Bundlebird Nurses website login. So those of you that don't have an account, you can create an account on the app. If you have a Bundlebird Nurses account, you already have a login for the app, because they link. And so with that login, then when you go to upgrade, you're actually just going to purchase the upgrade on the Bundlebird Nurses site. On that landing page, everything is down below where you add to cart and you check out. And once you've purchased it on that same login, it's linked to your login. Go login on the app. We've initiated Face ID. So once you turn on your Face ID on your phone, you can say yes, cool. And then because of HIPAA, we have to have auto logout every 10 minutes. Can you imagine having to log in every 10 minutes? That about killed me before that was implemented. So you're welcome on that one, that then it'll just log you in, and then your upgrade will already be applied once you've checked out on the site. And so that's your way that you're going to get it for $12.99 a month or $129.99 a year, which turns out to be about $10.83 per month. Getting it down for you to be super, I mean, it's like a Spotify. It's not even Spotify or Netflix. This is less than a cocktail at a happy hour once a month. And I think what I've learned along the way is that, like, especially being a businesswoman now, that every other industry has tools that you pay for as a professional. And we as labor and delivery necessarily used to paying for things, but it is the industry standard that as a professional, you are leveling up your care, and that there may be things that you pay for, might even be a tax write-off. Talk to your tax person that helps support your job, right? And so if I'm a designer, even the other day, I was like drawing on Procreate on like my little drawing thing, because I draw all the things for Bundle Birth. And I like bought a paintbrush set to like help me draw better and like make my designs better. And like, so there are things that we might need to pay for, but ultimately we've really worked hard to get it down to a place that I think the features you're going to find as your game changer version are really, really going to be valuable to you. And then you not only get to be a part of making history, but you also are ushered into features as they're developed out. You'll update your app and boom, new fun thing. And the longer you use it, the better your dashboard becomes. And so when we have the stats and when we have the recommendations, you'll have hundreds of births already in your personal database that will be auto-populated into those updates or more to come. Justine, I want to know, what was something that you found helpful in the app when you were using it at the bedside or when you were playing around or whatever? Like, what have you found helpful with it?
One of the things was, we know labor can change all the time, and like certain things can just all of a sudden, I was able to use the right side and now I can't. And they didn't have an epidural, now they do. And so that little blue button is one of my favorite features. Do you want to explain what that little blue button is?
Yeah, this was originally like our escape hatch is what we've been calling it, but we have transitioned and this is your toolbox. So if you're in the algorithm and let's say you've been coping and it like helps you coach them to breathe, let's say, or here's some touch techniques for the partner, here's some touch techniques for you to try. How much time do you have? You have less than 30 minutes, more than 30 minutes to spend with your patient. I have less than 30 minutes. So here's your suggestions for quick things. Oh, let me try that. And so now I've been there and I leave and I put my phone down and my algorithm down and I've been off away and I come back and I'm like, wait. And you're going to need to be able to jump around. And so this was actually a result of beta testing that this has gotten even better. And I'm like so excited about it because it was one of those like challenges that I was like, I want them to be able to click less, but you actually have to click some. Like it's not like you can be like, poof, I need this and it reads your mind. Like you have to feed it the information necessary to get to where you need to be. But we really wanted to make it a lot easier for you. And so you have a little toolbox icon on your algorithm that is this, the blue dot, the little blue dot that is your, what it's going to take you other places. So you're saying, how can we support you? And you're saying, I need tools for labor progression. Like I want to keep labor moving, or I need tools for their psyche, the patient's in emotional distress, or I need tools for coping. Or they gave birth, like, hey, they gave birth. I want to go to that birthy part. Like, boom, you're there. And so you kind of are able to start at the beginning. And my favorite part about what we've finally landed on that I think is really, really helpful for people is if you're clicking that labor progress, it will bring you to the beginning and then it's going to ask you, how has labor been progressing? And then you have options there where it's going to pop you to different areas in the algorithm really quickly. They're pushing. Oh, they're pushing. Now you have this whole pushing thing that, like, how's it going? It's going great. Don't fix what's not broken. Put your phone down. They're doing great. Wait, but come back if you need help. And now they're not pushing well. What issues do you know exist? Maternal pushing efforts, a potential for arrest of descent. What is the criteria for arrest of descent? Oh, by the way, it's in there. You can pop there. Or labor's abnormal and we need help. And then it'll ask you, do you know that any of these issues exist? OP, asynclitic, arrest of dilation, arrest of descent, inadequate contractions is in there. And then it sends you to the right place to help give options to help fix that issue. That I find it will probably be one of the most popular features that people use on the regular. Or it's time for an assessment. Walk me through my full assessment. Or I need a quick advanced position. And so to be clear, the advanced position generator, which comes at the game changer level, will then bring you to dilation effacement station. You'll have the ability to toggle what position limitations you have. So if you're like, we can't stand up, the patient has a hip issue when they squat, like I'm going to turn that on so that it doesn't show me any squatting positions. You can toggle on your epidural and then it'll reroute all of your positions for that. And then it's going to ask you about suture lines. It's going to ask you about fontanelles and it's going to ask you the position of the baby. And so, yes, those are a few more clicks. But what happens there is you're assessing fontanelles. Why? Because we want to make sure this baby's head is flexed. And if you can feel both fontanelles, this baby's head is likely not flexed. And it's going to bring you to a place where it recommends you do certain things to help flex the head. If the suture line isn't midline, that's actually assessing for asynclitism. And we need to be assessing for that. If you're not the one checking, ask your providers, do you feel both fontanelles? Is the suture line midline? If it's unknown, click unknown. That's fine if they're not open enough or whatever. But so sort of this practice change that we talk about in physiologic birth is we really need to be taking advantage of those vag exams when we're in there and get that information because it will inform our practice. If it's deflexed, if it's OP, if it's asynclitic, which the next question is what's the position of the baby, either by ultrasound, Leopold's, or cervical exam, then tell us and then it actually gives you the perfect position based on all of that data to pop it out for you. And so if you need a quick hip position, use the basic position generator and you can refresh your screen and you can click and show that to your patient where they can choose like, this looks good. Yeah, I want to try that. No, I don't like any of these. Let's try something else. Or let's refresh our options for both advanced and basic position generator. But if you're really trying to get this stuff and do it right in a way that really actually helps rotate the baby anterior and utilize all these stuff we talk about in physiologic birth, the advanced position generator is there and you're going to have to click 5 times instead of 3.
It's really not that many more times.
Yeah, I think we things take longer than they do. So I'm trying to, I think we'll time some of this and give you some times of like, it actually really took me 37 seconds instead of 21. And easily you're like, oh, it's so much longer, but really it's not. And for the benefit of your patient to actually get recommendations that are specific to their case, this is like, to me, very exciting capabilities that will now be, you'll have that resource tool at your toolbox. So the blue button is to send you other places for labor progress, coping, psyche, they gave birth, and then you can pop different places that you need to be much quicker.
Thanks for spending your time with us during this bonus episode of Happy Hour with Bundlebird Nurses. If you like what you heard, it helps us both if you subscribe, rate, leave a raving review, and share this episode with a friend. If you want more from us, head to bundlebirthnurses.com or follow us on Instagram.
Now it's your...
Yeah, just kidding.
Now it's your turn to go and download Motion. Be a part of the healthcare revolution in tech, and be a part of those game-changing nurses that are really trying to do better, really trying to level up, really investing in their own learning and their own ability as a nurse, and giving what they can. I always want to say all, but it's not really all. So giving what they can to help their patients have a more positive birth experience and lead to better outcomes. We'll see you in next season of Happy Hour with Bundlebird Nurses.